Hi, this is Dr. Zitula dictating for patient Matthew Nims, ID 20587 for date of birth 11/4/86, date of EVAS. Date of eval is 1/22/13. Identifying data. Patient is a 26-year-old African American male, one of the twins. Chief complaints patient is here for psychiatric, annual psychiatric eval, history present illness. Patient is a 26-year-old African American male, one of the twins, diagnosed with ADHD, mood disorder, NOS, and ODD. Was brought in by his sister for psych eval. Patient report, he continues to do very well mood wise, behavior wise, doing well in school, haven't heard any complaints from school. Had a good time with during Christmas. He got TV, jacket, video games, and some clothes for Christmas. His goals for New Year are to graduate this year and to go to prom with his girlfriend and enter a STEP program. He does chores like doing the dishes, sweeping, mopping the kitchen floor, keeping his room clean, etc. He gets attitude now and then, especially if he doesn't get his way, but retractable, denied anger, aggression, inappropriate sexual behavior. He's sleeping well, eating well, compliant with meds, denied side effects, likes pretty independent with his ADLs, but needs some reminders, likes to play video games, skating, likes to go out for bowling, likes to watch movies and play basketball. Thinks that he does, he's seen talking to himself or sister. He reports he hears voices and he talks to, quote, myself, unquote. He says the voice tell him to be good, to do good stuff. Denied signs, symptoms of anxiety, phobia, things that have improved, and he does very well with Adderall, with his ADHD symptoms. Things that have improved from last year, his mood continues to be stable. Second, he's doing more chores. Third, he's doing better at school. Haven't heard any complaints from school. Still sometimes argumentative, refused to listen, but eventually listens. Has some problems with rules. Past psychiatric history, denied any inpatient psych hospitalization. Family history, living with the adopted mom and twin brother. Mom adopted him when he was 2 years of age because of sexual, physical abuse and neglect reported from the biological parents. He had been in different foster care before she adopted him. Family history unknown. Biological mom used to do drugs and alcohol. Died of overdose of alcohol, has problems with schizoaffective disorder. Biological father, nothing is known about him. There are 8 siblings, but none of them are in contact. Medical history, no known drug allergies. Has been diagnosed with FAS. His tongue is a little swollen with Risperdal, but does better with Cogentin. Birth history unknown. Current meds, Adderall, XR 30 mg HS, Cogentin 1 mg BID, Remran 30 mg HS, Carabras 0.3 mg HS, Benadryl 50 mg HS, alcohol, /drugs/cigarettes/caffeine, denied any of that except drinks 1 cup of coffee a day. Mental status examination, alert oriented, well developed, LRish. African-American, one of the twin, appropriately dressed, well-groomed, good eye contact, cooperative, clear speech, dynamic mood and affect, pleasant. Adverse auditory hallucinations, CHPI, goes to Detroit Transitional on his IEP, he's functioning like 10-year-old, his grades are better, he will be graduating this year. Third, fair impulse control and judgment, tardive dyskinesia examination within normal limit, aims to score 0, education slash employment registry will graduate from school this June and would start STEP program diagnosis, access on motor disorder, NOS, ADHD, ODD, access to deferred access, 3 FAS, access prenatal exposure to drug alcohol, access for history of abuse and neglect from bio parents, access for GFS is 50, vitals, blood pressure 117 over 59, pulse 86 per minute, weight 141.2 pounds, weight size 30 inches at 5 feet 9, round 14. Plan, discuss with sister his diagnosis and options of treatment, continue. Adderall XR 30 mg, POQM, Cogentin 1 mg, BID, Remeron 30 mg, HS, Carabras 0.3 mg HS, Benadryl 50 mg HS, Respirodol 1 mg AM, 2 mg HS, follow-up in 1 month, instant score 0, risks and benefits of meds explained in detail, sister voice understanding and consent form sent through sister to mom. Follow-up in 1 month, that's the end of dictation, thanks.